Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, I can hear the rumbling in the background of the planters. You know, the starting engines are beginning to roll.
Well, that's good because we're to the 20th of May now, and the planters need to get out there. And also, we do have another weather problem that we're concerned about for late in the weekend and next week. There are some signs that rain will be coming back into the area. Of course, for crops that are in the ground, rain will be favorable because you do need rain for the germination and establishment of the crop once it's in the ground. But it's got to get in the ground first. And there will be open weather for the entire Corn Belt today. So right now, the only question on planting is are the fields dry enough where you happen to be planting your crop? Because once the fields get dry enough, you'll want to get up in there quickly now because it is the window of opportunity. And we do have low humidity levels, too. Dew point temperatures will remain in the 40s today. So afternoon relative humidities will go below 30% in many areas. So for those areas that aren't dry, the ground is not dry yet. The drying rates are going to be great today. So that's going to improve the situation greatly. Most areas of the Midwest Corn Belt will remain dry tomorrow and Friday, with a few exceptions. A weak cold front will touch off some scattered showers and thunderstorms in northwestern portions of the belt across portions of northern and central Wisconsin, southern Minnesota, northern Iowa, southern South Dakota, and northern Nebraska tomorrow afternoon through Friday. They will be scattered. Most areas will not get a lot of rain, but there could be a few downpours here and there, and that could keep people out of the fields up that way for a few days. That rain, though, will not cause too much trouble and will be beneficial for crops already in the ground, and planting is further along in that portion of the Midwest. Meanwhile, southern and eastern portions of the belt are behind in planting. Much will have to be accomplished during the next few days before more rain arrives. Now, the U.S. Global Forecast System model, the GFS as it's often referred to, has widespread rain coming in on Friday and Saturday. But I think that is moving the rain in too quickly. The model has been rather unreliable of late, so I'm discounting some of what it says right now. However, as we look at Sunday into Monday, rain should arrive in many areas, and that could continue into the middle of next week. So this could be another soaker that will once again put a stop to planting and field work. Thus, crops not planted in the next few days might have to wait until early June. So that's why Dave, I think, is referring to the rumbling of the planters out there, because this is a window of opportunity right now and will probably last a few days. So as far as the rain coming in late in the weekend and next week, that's a situation that will have to be watched closely. Right now, I think rain is coming, but the GFS, a model many look at, seems to be bringing it in too fast. And of course, with every update of the GFS, and it's updated 4 times a day, about once every 6 hours, traders are looking at the latest results on that to see what might happen. But what might happen is not necessarily what that model says. So keep that in mind. The markets will move based on the GFS, and sometimes they'll move in the wrong direction if the GFS is indeed wrong, but sometimes reality doesn't matter with market moves. Now, as we turn to the Delta and Southeast, rain will move into the Southeast from the South tonight and tomorrow, and that'll eventually spread into the Delta region as well. So there will be a gradual slowdown in field work in that region from east to west over the next few days, but in the Delta the next couple of days, dry weather so they can get some work done. As we go to the spring wheat belt in the northern plains, dry weather is expected through Friday, but rain's expected to move into at least portions of that belt Saturday and Sunday, and continuing in eastern areas on Monday. And there will be a wide variety of rain. It appears South Dakota has the best chance of rain here over the next several days. And, of course, that'll slow field work there. And in the Great Plains hard weather, red winter wheat belt, it looks generally warm and dry. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist